Today's daf is Brachos daf Yud Aleph. We left off in daf Yud Amud Beis. We did not quite reach the Mishnah. It was a very, very long daf, but we got close. We are at Rabbi Yeshua Omer Gimel Sha'os, about 5-6 lines before the Mishnah. So the previous Mishnah had discussed what is the Sov Zman Kriya Shema Shel Shachris. Rabbi Yeshua held that the Sov Zman Kriya Shema Shel Shachris, I'm 30 seconds early. Sov Zman Kriya Shema Shel Shachris is 3 hours into the day. So says Gemara, Amar Rabbi Domer Shmuel, Halach Rabbi Yeshua, that we in fact paskin that way, that the Sov Zman Kriya Shema Shel Shachris is 3 hours into the day. Now there's a very well-known machlokas, how to make this cheshbon in halacha. Obviously we do paskin like Rabbi Yeshua, but 3 hours starting from when? Is it 3 hours starting from Hanei Tzachama, or is it 3 hours starting from Amar HaShachar? And that's what accounts for when we say the Zman Kriya Shema. For instance, today on the board it says it's 8:55 and 9:33, so 8:55 is the shita of the Magen Avraham. The Magen Avraham holds that we start counting 3 hours from Amar HaShachar, and the 9:33 represents the shita of the Gra, the Vilnagon, that we start counting from Hanetz Hachama. Rav Chaim Eisenstein says that he asked Rav Nevensal once. Rav Nevensal follows all of the shitos of the Gra. So he asked Rav Nevensal once, why is it that Dafka in the Zman Kriya Shema follows the shita of the Magen Avraham? Always every other shita of the Gra, he follows the shita of the Gra. So Rav Nevensal said, with Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, how could you be Mekil? So it's Kabbalah Safik and Kabbalah Sol Malchus Shemayim, you gotta try to be Machmir. Okay, I think the minhag of most of us, though, is that we follow the shita of the Gra on this issue. Hakori Mikan Ve'elich Lo Hifsid. If someone reads Kriya Shema after that point, though, well, then lo hifsid, he doesn't lose out from reading Kriya Shema after the point of the 3 hours. So just right off the bat, the Talmidei Rabbeinu Yonah just points out, Yesh lishol mal bala hashmienu shelo hifsid ka'adam shekari b'torah v'zed davar pashut hu. If you read psukim, you don't lose. It counts like you're reading psukim when you read psukim. Isn't that a davar pashut? Why would you think that you're not allowed to read the psukim of Kriya Shema once the Zman is over? Yes, I know you're not yotzei the mitzvah of Kriya Shema because the Zman is over, so the Mishnah is mechadesh that it's like reading in the Torah. So says the Talmid Rabbein Yonah, v'tirei t'harav Rabbi Shlomo min Aharzal, da'asa la'ashminan sha'af al pi shedvarim shebichsav lo nitnu la'amran al peh v'shar psukim eino yachal likro, even though generally we have a rule that dvarim shebichsav, you're not allowed to say bal peh, so if it was any other psukim, you would not be allowed to just say it without reading it from a text. Afilu hachi kriya shema yachal likro sa'al peh. That's what it means to say that after 3 hours, if you're korei, not from a text, you just say it because you know it by heart. Lo hifzid. It's not a violation of Dorm Shavusav, Iyatarashai, Lo Omran Balpeh. Why isn't it taka a violation? You're saying psukim. So he says, here's the rule. Anytime there's a set of psukim that are used for something other than Talmud Torah, they're used in the context of some other mitzvah, those psukim are no longer subject to Dvarim Shebuksav, Yatarashi Lom Balpeh. You're allowed to say those psukim Balpeh. So for instance, Birchas Kohanim. You want to say you want to bench your kids on Friday night, and you say the psukim of Birchas Kohanim. Do you have to read it from a text? No, because we use those same psukim for a mitzvah of Birchas Kohanim. Another example, he says Karbanos, that we say every morning. Why is it that we say Karbanos in the morning? Is it just to get a mitzvah of Talmud Torah? No, the Gemara tells us that when Avram Avinu asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, B'mei Eida Ki Rashena, how do I know that you're going to keep your promise that my children are going to get Eretz Yisrael? So Hashem says, B'zchus HaKarbanos. Avram Avinu says, great, that's great when we have a Beis HaMikdash. What's going to be when we don't have a Beis HaMikdash? HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells him, U'neshalma Parim Sfaseinu. You're going to be able to say the Parshios of the Karbanos, and by saying those Parshios, it's Ki'ilu you brought the Karbanos. So says Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah, when one says Karbanos, they're doing a different mitzvah. They're doing the mitzvah of Karbanos, not a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Mela, you're allowed to say Karbanos, the psukim of Karbanos, Baal Per. Shachter often points to this Talmid Rabbeinu Yonah to show that maybe saying Karbanos is a greater Kiyum than Psukei Dezimra, because saying Karbanos might be a Kiyum Doraisa of bringing Karbanos. Rabbeinu Yonah is a separate mitzvah, it's the mitzvah of bringing Karbanos, whereas Psukei Dezimra is definitely only Darabanan. There's no way that Psukei Dezimra would be Doraisa. But anyway, that's how Rabbeinu Yonah says, that you could say the psukim of Kriya Shema Baal Peh. So let's see what the Gemara say about this. Amar Rav Chista, Amar Marukva, we're in Yud Amud Beis, about 5 lines before the Mishnah. We haven't gotten anywhere yet, so even though I started early, we're right on track here. Amar Rav Chista, Amar Marufa, Blavad Shalal Yomar Yotzer Or. Even if you're going to say Kriya Shema late, you can't say Yotzer Or when you say it late. Meaning, even though you're allowed to still say the Psukim after the 3 hours are up, don't say the Bracha of Yotzer Or because it's no longer true. It's no longer appropriate to say Yotzer Or. It's the middle of the afternoon already. Mesve Akori Mikan Velech Lohifsid Kadam Shukari Vetorah, Avam Varichu Shtayim Lefneh Vachzacharah. But wait a second, didn't we learn that you're supposed to still read it and it's you don't lose like an Adam HaKori B'Torah and you make the brachos? Sounds like you do say Yotzer Or Tiyufta D'Rav Chista Tiyufta. So that seems to be a very strong kasha in Rav Chista. Ikada Amri, others have a different version of the conversation. That Amr Rav Chista Marukva my lo hifsid shlo hifsid brachos. So when we say lo hifsid, it means that you didn't lose the brachos. You can still say the brachos even when you say Kriya Shema later. The exact opposite. Not that he said that you can't say Yotzer Or, that you can. Tani Nami Hachi, and now we have a brisa that supports him. That when you read Kriya Shema after the Zman is over, you still make the brachos of Kriya Shema. Now that brisa supports the second version of Rav Chista. Amra Mani Gadol Akar Kriya Shema Ba'onasa Yosef Mea Osik B'Torah. Someone who reads Kriya Shema on time, it's a greater feat, a greater accomplishment than learning Torah. From the fact that he says, look, the best thing to do, the Mishnah says, you got to say Kriya Shema on time. If you missed it, it's you don't lose by just being Mekayim in the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah afterwards. Makes it sound like just being Mekayim in the Mitzvah of Talmud Torah afterwards is a significant v'di'evid, that it's much better to actually say Kriya Shema on time. Frekt Tosvos, the one little toast on this page. Tema, I feel it's Tfilin Ami. The Amirin Parakam of the Shabbos going, Anu Mafsikin, Beinle Kriya Shema, Beinle Tfila. Shouldn't we say that Tfila is greater than Talmud Torah also? Because don't we stop learning in order to be able to daven? So if you stop learning in order to be able to daven, so doesn't that make Tfila greater than Talmud Torah? Why is it that we emphasize Kriya Shema? I could add to Tosfos Kasha, we're going to have the sugya very shortly, of Osek Mitzvah Pater Min HaMitzvah, the one giant exception to the entire sugya of Osek Mitzvah Pater Min HaMitzvah is Talmud Torah. We stop Talmud Torah for everything, for every mitzvah that cannot be done by somebody else. So if there's any mitzvah that you need to do, that's a personal requirement, you stop that. Does that make all the mitzvahs greater than Talmud Torah? Of course not. Talmud Torah keneged kulam. Talmud Torah is the equivalent of all the other mitzvahs. It's just that Talmud Torah has to be lumon amanas lasos. So if you're never going to be osa, so then your Talmud, it's chisaron in your Talmud Torah. That's one of the four explanations that there are in Rishonim and Achronim as to why Talmud Torah is not subject to osa mitzvah, patim, and mitzvah. But the bottom line, Tosfos is asking, is how can we make this comment only about Kriya Shema? Says Tosfos, Yeshlomar dahachi kamar, yoser me osik b'torah pamacheres shelo b'shas Kriya Shema. Now, obviously, it's better to say Kriya Shema during the Zman Kriya Shema than to be learning during the Zman Kriya Shema at the expense of Kriya Shema. That's obvious. That we don't need a Gemara to tell me that you shouldn't be learning straight through till 9:33 this morning and miss out on the Zman Kriya Shema. We don't need a Gemara for that. No, what the Gemara is telling me is if I did two mitzvahs today, one I did Kriya Shema before 9:33, and two I sat and learned after 9:33. Which mitzvah was a greater mitzvah? That the mitzvah of Kriya Shema is a greater mitzvah, and that's not true of tefillah or anything else. Obviously, during the Zman Kriya Shema, when it comes to prioritizing which mitzvah to do, obviously you have to do the mitzvah of Kriya Shema Bizmano, the tefillah Bizmano, and you learn in whatever spare moments you have that you're not doing another mitzvah. Okay, says the Mishnah, bottom of Daf Yud Amud Beis. Beishami Omrim, Be'erev, that in the evening time when a person reads Shema, he should lie down and read, and in the morning he should stand and read. Because the Torah doesn't say to read Kriya Shema in morning and night, it says when you're lying down and when you're standing up. So when you're lying down means you should lie down, when you're standing up means you should stand up. Ubeisil says no, that's not a rule. Rather, Koladim Kori Kedarko, every person can read however makes the most sense for him, whatever works. Shenemar uvelech lechavaderech. Pasuk says uvelech lechavaderech, and that implies that however, whatever situation you happen to find yourself in, leaning, sitting, standing, doesn't make a difference. Im kein lama nemar v'shach b'chav kamecha. So then, why does the Torah use the terminology v'shach b'chav kamecha, which implies a physical position of lying down or standing up? Now that's referring to the zman of these two mitzvahs of Kriya Shema. The zman is when people are typically lying down, and the zman is when people are typically getting up. But it's not about the physical positioning of one's body. So Rabbi Tarfon says, I was once traveling, and I leaned to read like Beis Shammai. I lied down to read like Beis Shammai. V'sikanti ba'atzmi mipnei listim. And it turned out to be a big sakana, because I was in a circumstance where it wasn't safe to lie down, and I put myself in great sakana from highway bandits. Amru lo, so the Chacham said to Rabbi Tarfon, kedai ha'yisalach ba'atzmcha sharvarat al divrei Beis Hillel. Yeah, you deserved all the sakana that you put yourself in, because you violated divrei Beis Hillel. He doesn't get any credit for fulfilling divrei Beis Shammai, so we're going to see in the Gemara later today, absolutely not. He does not get credit for fulfilling divrei Beis Shammai. One is not supposed to be machmir kedivrei Beis Shammai. In Misil Yesharim, Perchav writes that sometimes a person is machmir where Chazal say to be mekil, and the Misil Yesharim has a lashon that it's machlish koach haTorah, that weakens the Torah in a sense, because the Torah, there's a concept of psak in Torah, that there's a psak halacha, a unified approach of how to do something. And when a person decides to be machmir against the psak, he's making it kishtei toros, as if there are two toros, and that is inappropriate to do. As we mentioned yesterday, not every chumrah is an appropriate chumrah. Some chumras are appropriate chumras, but not every chumrah is an appropriate chumrah. Being machmir, kedivrei Beis Shammai, is explicit in the Gemara, is generally not an appropriate chumrah. So that's where Rabbi Tarfon is criticized. Says the Gemara now, Bishlam Beis Hillel Kamefarshi Taimayu, Beis Hillel, who says that you could read Kriya Shema in whatever physical position you want to be, they explain what their logic is very clearly. Ovelechta Chava Derech, that tells you whatever physical position. Shachav Kamechel is just about Zman. Vitaim de Beis Shammai. And they also understand the reasoning of Beis Shammai, that Shachav Kamechel describes a physical position. Beis Hillel explains how, not that they explain the reasoning of Beis Shammai, they explain how they address Beis Shammai's raya. Meaning Beis Shammai said, what are you going to do with Shachav Kamecha? In the Mishnah, Beis Hillel answered that. What do I do with it? It's about the Zman. It's not about the physical position. What does Beis Shammai do with Beis Hillel, though? Beis Hillel has a pasuk. The Mishnah never told us what Beis Shammai does with the Beis Hillel. El Beis Shammai, my time, lo amri ki Beis Hillel. Why doesn't Beis Shammai hold like the Beis Hillel? Why do we care? You're passing like Beis Hillel anyway. So why do we care? Why doesn't Beis Shammai do like Beis Hillel? So mikan, and from all of Shas, we see that it's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah to learn the Shita of Beis Shammai as well. So Rosh Hashanah often likes to say, when we say the concept, Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim Chaim, that it's not a klal in psak, that Eilu ve'eilu divrei Elokim Chaim, that Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel are both correct in halacha, it's a klal in Talmud Torah, that when you learn the Shitos of the Beis Shammai, it's a kiyum mitzvah of Talmud Torah. It's certainly, and that's why the Gemara spends time figuring out the Shita of the Beis Shammai. So what is the Shita of the Beis Shammai? What are they going to do with the pasuk of Ovelecht Chavaderech? So Amrilach Beis Shammai in Kain Neimakra Baboker Be'erev. If the Torah only wanted to tell me the Zman, it should have used terminology that describes times of day, like morning and evening. Mai B'Shachlecha of Kumecha. What is the Torah telling me by Dafka using terminology that is typically used to describe physical positioning of one's body? B'Shas Shchiva Shchiva Mamish U'B'Shas Kima Kima Mamish. Must be telling me that it's both the Zman and the physical position. That when you're saying Shema at the Shas Shchiva, you should be doing Shchiva. When you're saying Shema at the Shas Kima, you should be doing Kima. Good, but what's Beis Shammai going to do with the Pasuk of Avlecht Chavaderech? Answers the Gemara, only by Lulucha D'Tanya. They use it for the following very, very well-known and important brisa in Shas. This next several lines of Gemara comes up in two critical places, Brachas Taf Yir Aleph, Sukkah Daf Chaf Hei. It's one of the biggest Shas sugyas in all of Shas, and obviously we're not going to have time to really get into it. I think one of the sugyas in Maseches Brachas Shirim that we gave on a Tuesday night was on this topic. Says the Gemara, what do we do with it? Lucha D'Tanya. B'shiftecha b'veisecha prat le'osek b'mitzvah. When do you say Shema? When you're sitting around your house. That comes to exclude someone who's osek b'mitzvah. If you're osek b'mitzvah, then you don't have to say Shema. Uvelech lecha v'derech. And what do we do with the words of lecha v'derech? Yeah, when you're traveling stam for fun, so you don't have to say Shema, then you do have to say Shema, prat l'chason. As opposed to if you're a chason, then you don't have to say Shema. Mikan amru, akonis is a psula pater v'salman achayiv. And from here we learn
that if someone marries a besula, he's pater from Kriya Shema. If he marries an almana, he's chayiv in Kriya Shema. My mashma, where do you see from the words of Alechta Chavaderech that a chasan is pater from Kriya Shema? So I'm Rav Papa, ki derech, just because we're trying to say that when you chayiv in Shema, when you're in a circumstance that's similar to traveling, ma derech rishus, just like traveling is something that you do at your own leisure and your own option, av kol rishus, so too, you're only chayiv in Kriya Shema when you're doing something optional. But if you're doing something mandatory like a mitzvah, then you're not chayiv in Kriya Shema. This is the well-known rule: ha'osek b'mitzvah potter min ha'mitzvah. If you're involved in one mitzvah, you don't have to do another mitzvah. So, frek the Gemara, who says that traveling on the road necessarily means that you're just doing a leisurely travel, that you're stam traveling for your own just because you want to, and a dvar rishus? Milo askinim the kazal dvar mitzvah. Have we never heard of traveling for a dvar mitzvah? Maybe v'lach chavaderach means that even though you're traveling for a mitzvah, you still have to read Kriya Shema. The Torah still says to say Shema. If the Torah wanted to tell me that you're traveling for a mitzvah, it would have said uvelechas when you're going. My b'shivtecha uvelechtecha, you're going. B'sheves didach uvelechas didach u'demachayavas ad mitzvah b'tiris. That when you're sitting and you're going is at your own leisure and your own choice. That's when you're chayiv in Shema. But if you're doing it for a dvar mitzvah, then you're going to be pater in Shema. Frek the Gemara, if that's true, so when you marry an almana, you should also be pater from Shema. Why is it any different? So, hai tarid v'hai lo tarid. Very simple. When one marries an almana, they're not distracted, so it's easy for them to say Shema. It's not difficult for them to say Shema. When one is marrying a basula, he's thinking about the bias mitzvah, and therefore it's more difficult, more challenging for him to say Shema. Frek the Gemara, yimishim tirda, filu tavas finas v'yam nami. Wait, so just being distracted is enough to exempt you from Shema? So if the stock market crashes and you lost a major investment, so you should be pater from Shema. Your boat drowns at sea, literally translated. You should be pater from Shema because you're tarud, your mind is preoccupied. So v'chite machinami, unless you say, yeah, it's exactly right. Who is more distracted than an avel? And yet we find that an avel is chayiv in every mitzvah in the Torah, with one exception. It says by tefillin pe'er from the pasuk pe'er chavish alecha. So, but you see, an avel is chayiv in every mitzvah, even though he's tarud. So how could you tell me that just being distracted is enough to exempt you from Kriya Shema? And so Gemara hasam tarud tir to the mitzvah. Now, it's not enough to be tarud. It needs to be tarud in a dvar mitzvah. An avel is tarud, but the tirda is not a mitzvah. The mitzvah is to do the various actions that an avel must do. The tirda, the fact that he's distracted, is not the mitzvah. Whereas when it comes to marrying the besula, the tirda apparently is considered a chelek of the mitzvah. Now, on the side, he takes out the next line. Besula will say, you're right, I agree with every drasha beishame that you just made. That it's all about osik mitzvah and a chasan, and it's only konis besula and not an amla. I agree with all of it. So how do I also learn from there that you say Kriya Shema in whatever physical position you want to? Memeli, you see, from the fact that it says Baderach, that you could read Kriya Shema, whatever, that's just the Pasha reading of the Pasuk. It's not a drasha, just the word Baderach means that, as, you know, whatever works for you, as you go, during the day. So that's enough. You see that, if you Baderach Namikari, that you read Shema, even on the road. What are you going to do? You're going to lie down when you're reading Kriya Shema Shalavis on the road? That's Sakana. No, you would just do whatever happens to work. So that's the essential sugya of osik b'mitzvah, pater min ha'mitzvah. Now there is, we can't get through without mentioning at least one or two major discussions in the Rishonim about this sugya. There is a major machlokas between Tosfos and the Ran. Tosos in Sukkah, Dibra Maskul Shluchei, if I'm not mistaken over here as well, but I didn't look carefully over here, and the Ritva Masechah Sukkah also say that whenever, what's the rule? When are you put from doing that? Meaning that all the Rishonim ask the same kasha. Right now I am wearing tzitzis with tchelis, right? So I'm being Mekayim a mitzvah right now. So if I'm being Mekayim a mitzvah right now, why do I have to be learning? Why do I have to be teaching Torah? Why do I have to daven later? Why do I have to put on tefillin? I'm ready to be Mekayim a mitzvah. Why do I have to be nice to other people? Shouldn't I be able to just get myself a nice big fat cheeseburger and, you know, whatever, just do any, ignore every other mitzvah in the Torah. I'm being osik in a mitzvah. I'm being mekayim a mitzvah right now. So how you answer that kasha is a major machlokas rishonim. Tosos holds, cheeseburger is not a kasha because it's a lo sase. I'm saying any mitzvah sase, being nice to other people is probably lo sase also. But any other mitzvah sase, tefillin, mezuzah, or in general, whenever you have a mezuzah on your door, why do I need to put on tzitzis in the first place? There's a mezuzah on my door, so I'm good enough. So Tosos holds that whenever it's efshar l'kayim shnehem, you must do both. That whenever it's possible to do two mitzvahs, to do both of the mitzvahs, then that's an exception to the rule of osing mitzvah patur min mitzvah. We don't exempt one, a person from doing another mitzvah, when it's efshar, when it's possible for him to do both mitzvahs. The Ran and the Hagos Hashri, the Ran and the Sech Sukkah, says no. Even if you can do both, you don't have to do both. When do we say osing mitzvah patur min mitzvah? Osig mitzvah patur min mitzvah is not when I'm being mekayim a mitzvah that I'm patur from a mitzvah. It's when I'm being osig, when I'm actively involved in a mitzvah that I'm patur from a mitzvah. The fact that I'm wearing tzitzis is not an asek b'mitzvah. The fact that I have a mezuzah in my house, I'm not being osig in that because I'm not doing anything. If I'm actually nailing the mezuzah on the doorpost, then I'm being osig in mitzvah. And at that moment, I talk, I am patur from other mitzvahs, even if I'm able to do them. Even if I'm able to do the other mitzvahs. Meaning, let's say there's a mitzvah that I'm able to do two at the same time with active involvement. I'm putting on my tzitzis with one hand and giving tzedakah to an ani with the other hand. Says the Ran, I'm patur from giving tzedakah to the ani because I'm putting on my tzitzis with the one hand. I'm being osek in the mitzvah. According to Tosos, if I'm able to do both, I must do both in that situation. They discuss a variety of the Achronim discuss a variety and the Rishonim a little bit also a variety of different rayas one in one direction or the other. Now the Aruch Lener in Sukkah has an interesting raya. He said that he points out that there's Gemara in Nedarim that blames Moshe Rabbeinu for not giving his son a bris mila, implying that Moshe Rabbeinu was not putter from giving his son a bris mila. But according to the Ran, he should have been putter, even though it was possible to do both because he was osek in traveling on the road to go get the Jews out of Mitzrayim to go in the shlichus from Hakadosh Baruch Hu. It was efshar l'kayim shneim. He still could have. He had time to stop and give his son a bris. But it doesn't matter that it's efshar l'kayim shneim. According to the Ran, you're putter, but because he should have been putter because it was possible to because he was osik in one mitzvah at the time. So why does the Gemara criticize him? So that seems to be a raya for the Shitas HaTosos. There are many other rayas as well. Just wanted to mention the halacha, the Raman, Simon Lamed Ches, Siv Ches, paskins like the Ran, not like Tosos. Therefore, Bir Halach over there in Simon Lamed Ches says that during rests from grave digging, you're still part from Kriya Shema, because that's still called being osek in the mitzvah, even though while you're resting, you may be able to be Mekayim Shneim, you may be able to do both. That's one major discussion about osek mitzvah. One other quick machlokas, there is a famous kasha on the sugya that the Ritva asks, why do you need a pasuk to tell me osek mitzvah patur min mitzvah? Let's say you hold like Shita Satosos. Osek mitzvah patur min mitzvah is only a rule when it's impossible to do two at the same time, so don't worry, you don't have to do the second one. Just do the one that you're doing. You're patur from doing the second one. And if I didn't have a pasuk to tell me that, then what would I have thought? That I have to develop some sort of superpower where I'm able to do things that are not humanly possible? The whole rule is only when it's not humanly possible anyway. So what would the Hava Amina have been? There's no choice. I'm a human being. I'm limited in my capacity. It's Eif Shal Kaim Shneim. Why do I need a pasuk to tell me? Asks the Ritva. So the Ritva writes a tremendous chiddush. He says that maybe the pasuk tells me not that I'm patur from doing the second mitzvah. Of course I'm patur. I'm a human being. I can't do it. If I can't do it, I can't do it. No, the pasuk is telling me that it's the other mitzvah becomes an iser. That once I'm doing mitzvah number one, and it's while I'm doing mitzvah number one, it's going to be impossible for me to do mitzvah number two. To abandon mitzvah number one and then go do mitzvah number two is an iser, because it's leaving a dvar mitzvah for what has now become a dvar harashus. Every other mitzvah in the world now becomes a dvar harashus when I'm involved in this mitzvah. And to leave a mitzvah for a dvar harashus, that's an iser. The question becomes interesting is, what if I did it already? Is it now usher to go back to the first one, or am I now mechuyev to go back to the first one? Okay, so that's a kasha. But the Ritva says it's an iser. That's what the Rama holds. It's the Rama, Simon Lamed Ches, says if you're, it talks about people approaching you wanting to purchase tefillin, whatever it is. Rosh Hashanah Zalman talks about this in the context of your middle saying Kriya Shema, and in Halicha Shlomo, and Ani comes around collecting. So to pause from your Kriya Shema and reach into your pocket, or pause from your concentration on Kriya Shema and reach in your pocket and give the Ani something, is an iser, according to the Ritva. You're violating the iser. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman doesn't say so don't give tzedakah. What he used to do is he used to line up shkalim on a shtender, and the aniyim would come and they would hopefully take one, you know, at a time when they came around, instead of him having to pause in the middle of his Kriya Shema. That's one of the Ritva's answers. Ritva has a couple of other answers as well, but let's go weiter. There's a lot more on this stuff that we need to get to. Oh, just one other quick point. We said an avil is pater from an avil is chayv in all mitzvahs in the Torah except for tefillin. He's pater from tefillin. That's only true on day one. Day one, an avil, the Gemara Moed Katan says, on day one an avil doesn't wear tefillin on the Yom HaKvura. But on day two, a lot of people aren't aware of this, if there are panim chadashos there, the avil also doesn't wear tefillin. If there are new people there that the avil hadn't seen yet, we normally think of panim chadashos as only a din in sheva brachos. If there are panim chadashos in the Beit Avil, the avil should not put on tefillin. He doesn't have to remove them if he's already wearing them and then panim chadashos come. But if there are panim chadashos, a lot of people don't know that. When my father-in-law was sitting shiva, I asked Rav Shechter if there are anything, any halachos that a lot of avilim don't know that we should be careful about. So he said this, a lot of people don't know that on the second day of shiva, the avil should put on tefillin before they open the doors for the minion, because once the minion walks in, there is likely to be panim chadashos, and the avil won't be able to put on tefillin. But if he's already wearing the tefillin, then you're not choletz, and it's just enough in a gemara. It's straight halacha in Shulchan Aruch. Then you wouldn't be choletz when panim chadashos do come in. Okay, says the gemara. Tan Rabbanan, Beisila lomrim omdin v'karin yoshev v'karin umatin v'karin. Beisila says ahoch medarach v'karin also melachlan v'karin. Beisila says whatever circumstance, whatever you are, you're lying down, you're standing up, you're traveling, you read Kriya Shema in any of the different positions. One time Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Nazariah were in the same place. Why Rabbi Shmuel? Mutav Rabbi Lazar Nazariah Zakov. Rabbi Shmuel was lying down. Rabbi Lazar Nazariah was sitting up. Kivin shehigia zman kriya shema, but then zman kriya shema came. Hita Rabbi Lazar Zakov Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Lazar lied down and Rabbi Shmuel sat up. Amar lo Rabbi Lazar ben Nazariah to Rabbi Shmuel. So Rabbi Lazar ben Nazariah said to Rabbi Shmuel, Yishmael achi, em shalucha mashal ma davar doma. He says, let me give a mashal to your behavior. Mashal echad shom lo zekein. It's like if you tell somebody you have the most beautiful beard, what a beautiful hadras panim, your beard grows in so nicely. Amar lahem, ye keneged amashchisim. And his response is, this is keneged those who destroy their beards. So what does that mean? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says, Mashal shalucha doma le'echad sha'om lo zekenecha noa megudol, v'om lahem hol v'kilastim also, af hu ye keneged amashchisim, ha'godol azeh ye nosim l'taril misparayim sha'ovi alav v'ashchisenu. That as soon as you give him a compliment, he destroys it. He says, you know what, that's it, I'm going to take a razor and shave my beard right off. What do you mean? You just gave me, he was going so good, but when things are going good, why would he make a 180 turn and do the absolute worst? Meaning you were in the right position in the first place. Now you're going to dafka change to the wrong position? That's what Blazer ben Azariah says to Rabbi Shmuel, who then sat up. Afkachata, same as you, Rabbi Shmuel. Kolzman shani zakuf atamota, achshav shani itesi, now that I'm masking with the position you were in before, I lean and I lie down the way you were lying down, ataza kafta. So now it's like a slap in the face to show, no, you're just going to do different than me after I compliment the way you were being. So he says, yeah, because you lie down since it was nighttime. I'm doing like Beisila, that Beisila says you can read whatever position you want to read. V'lo od, and not only that, we have to be mindful. We're chachamim, we're rabbanim, we have to be mindful of the fact that people are looking at us, and if people see that I'm makbid to lie down dafka at Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, they're going to think halacha is like Beishamai Lidoros. They're going to be kaveh halacha incorrectly Lidoros. So my velo ode, what's the velo ode, what's the second point he's making, meaning what was wrong with the first point, just saying that he's doing like Beisilo, why do you have to add something else? V'chitem Beisil Nami Islu Matin, if you're going to say, yeah, but over here you have nothing to lose, Beisilo holds you could be in whatever position you want, so Beisilo holds you could lie down, you could sit up, so why not lie down? Satisfy both of them. Satisfy Beisila and Beishamai. So that's why he says, Hani mili de mata va'asa. That's only if you're already, va'asa meikara. That's if you're already lying down. So good. So you can continue to lie down. Beisila has no problem with that. Aval ha'acha, kivin da'at hashta ha'viso zakuf, va'hashta mota, amri shema minak Beishamai sviru lehu, shema yira tamidim yikva alacha ledoros. But over here, there's a specific concern that since we were sitting up, and now if I go and lie down after sitting up, then people are going to say that I'm dafka being makbid for the shita of the Beis Shammai, and even though, yeah, Beis Hillel allows me to lie down when I say Shema, but it looks like I'm dafka going out of my way to do like the shita of Beis Shammai. And they might be kovei alach l'doros for that, so that's no good. We don't want that to happen. Tani Rabbi Cheskel, asa k'divrei Rabbi Shammai asa, k'divrei Rabbi Silal asa. If someone wants to do like Beis Shammai, they could do like Beis Shammai. Someone wants to do like Beis Silal, they could do like Beis Silal. Rav Yosef Amar, no. Asa k'divrei Rabbi Shammai l'asa v'lo klum. Someone does like Beis Shammai, it's worthless. He can't do like Beis Shammai. Yitzanan, Misha Yerosha Rub B'sukha V'shulchan B'sukha B'ayis, Beis Shammai Pilsen Beis Silal Machshirin. Machlokz Beis Shammai Beis Silal, let's say a person is sitting in the sukkah, but his table that he's eating off of is in the house. The sukkah is adjacent to the house, so his table is still in the house and he's sitting in the sukkah. So Beis Shammai holds that's pasul. You're not yotzei the mitzvah of sukkah. Beis Hillel says kasher, you are yotzei the mitzvah of sukkah. This relates to the machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel about the minimum size of a sukkah, whether it's 6x6 tvachim, which we assume is enough space for rosh of a rubo, enough space for a person's body, or 7x7 tvachim, which we assume is enough space for rosh of a rubo vishulchano, and enough space for his table as well. So Beis Shammai holds the table needs to be in the sukkah. So Amar Lehem Beis Hillel Beis Shammai, Maisa Shalchu Zikun Beis Shammai Zikun Beis Hillel Vakar Rabbi Yochanan Ben Acharanis Matzu Sheyer Rosh of a Rubo Sukkah Vishulchan B'sukkah Bayis Lo Amar Lo Klum. So the Beis Hillel said to the Beis Shammai, I'll prove to you that we're correct that you're allowed to have the sukkah, the table in the house. Because one time the Zakenim from both of our yeshivos went to visit a great tzaddik Rabbi Yochanan Ben Acharanis, and they saw that he was sitting with the table in the house, and neither of our Rebbeim said anything. Not the Rebbeim of the Beis Hillel, nor the Rebbeim of the Beis Shammai. So Amar Lehem Beis Shammai said, Misham Raya Afheim Amar Lo Im Kenei Zinog Lo Kiyamta Mitzvah Sukkah Miyamecha. No, that's not a Raya, because you didn't hear. That may be the side of the story they tell you in the Beis Hillel Academy. But in Beis Shammai, we know the end of the story. The end of the story is that the Zikrei Beis Shammai said to him, listen, if this is the way you sat in Sukkah, you were never Mekayim the Mitzvah of Sukkah in your entire life. Frek Tosu Sukkah Daf Gimel Amar Aleph. What do you mean you were never Mekayim the Mitzvah of Sukkah in your life? This is a Din Midrabanan. Even according to Beis Shammai, it's a Din Midrabanan that you can't have the Sukkah in the house. Why is it a Din Midrabanan? What were the Rabbanan concerned? That if you're eating off of the table that's in your house, you're very likely to yourself end up in the house. But Midar Raisa, you're definitely Yotzei when your table is in the house. So how could they say you were never Mekayim the Mitzvah of Sukkah Miyamecha? So Tosus is Mechadish, that unbelievable concept. That the Koach of the Rabbanan is such that the Rabbanan have the ability not only to make new rules, but the Rabbanan have the ability to rob you of a kiyum d'oraisa. That's something that would have been a mitzvah d'oraisa. If you don't do that mitzvah exactly the way the Rabbanan demand that you do the mitzvah, even though it would have been good enough on a Torah level, there's no kiyum d'oraisa. Imkena yisa noeg. If this is what you've always been doing, lo kiyamta mitzvah sukkah miyamecha means mi d'oraisa you were never mekayim the mitzvah of sukkah, because you didn't do it the way that the Rabbanan held you have to do it. The Rana Masech Sukkah disagrees. He says, no, the Rabbanan don't have that kind of ability to take away a mitzvah d'oraisa from a person if you fulfilled all the requirements of the Torah. No, what does it mean? If this is what you've never done the mitzvah in the best possible way. What's the best possible way? The way the Rabbanan wants you to do it. When you mekayim mitzvah d'oraisa? Yeah, you mekayim mitzvah d'oraisa. But you never did it in the best possible way. Very, very important. Tosfos comes up in Lamdus all over Shas. The Minchas Chinuch quotes it when it comes to Kiddush, let's say, in the famous Kasha of the Dagon Ravava. How is it that we could say Kiddush for our wives? When we come up from shul, haven't we already been Yotzei Kiddush when we daven Mariv, and they have not been Yotzei Kiddush? So if there's no concept of Arvus for women, how could you be Motzi a woman if you've already been Yotzei yourself? Assuming there's no concept of Arvus for women. So says the Minchas Chinuch, no, there are Banu or Mesakin, you have to say Kiddush Alakos. So if you say Kiddush Shelo Alakos, so then you didn't do it the way the Rabban wants you to do it. Mimela, you're not Mekayim even the mitzvah Midah Oraisa. A lot of different contexts. Okay, says the Gemara Vayter, Nachum Reitzik Amar Asa Kedivrei Rabbi Shammai Chayiv Misa. If someone does like the Rabbi Shammai, he's Chayiv Misa. Ditan Amar Rabbi Tafer Ani Yisi Baba Derech Veitesi Likros Kedivrei Rabbi Shammai Vesikanti Baatzmi Mepnei Alistim. That Rabbi Tafer reports that he put himself in sakana because of the listim in trying to follow the shita of the Beis Shammai. Amru lo, so the Chum said to him, Kedai Yisalach Ba'atzma Chashavarta al Divrei Silal. You deserve it. You deserve to be Chayiv Misa. You violated Divrei Silal. So we see from there that he's Chayiv Misa when someone does like the Divrei Beis Shammai. Okay, next Mishnah. Bottom of Daf Yud Aleph Amud Aleph. B'shachar Mevarek Shtayim Lefaneha V'yachas Achrei. Now we move on to Mishnah. It's about the Birchus Kriya Shema. We already discussed when you say Kriya Shema, the Zmanim of Kriya Shema. So now we move on to the Brachos. So in the morning there are two brachas prior to Kriya Shema, one bracha after Kriya Shema. Ube'er mevarek shtayim lefneu shtayim lachre. In the evening there are two brachas before Kriya Shema, two brachas after Kriya Shema. Achas arucha v'yachas ktsara. One bracha is a long bracha, one bracha is a short bracha. Rashi says we're talking about the shtayim lachareha and marv, the two brachas after Kriya Shema at night. One of them is a short bracha, one of them is a long bracha. Either roughly the same length. So what's the what's the definition of short and long over here? So there are three shitos, what the definition of short and long. The Ram says if it's poseach umisayim bebaruch, then it's long. If it starts with the baruch and ends with the baruch, that makes it an arucha. If it's only poseach bebaruch, then it's a ktsara. Tosus writes that no, in aruch and katsar, Tosus over here writes, means just the length of the bracha. If it's a long text, that's a bracha arucha. If it's a short text, that's a bracha ktsara. And Rashi says that no, bracha arucha means that it covers more than one topic, that the bracha isn't focused on only one topic. A bracha ktsara is a bracha that's focused on only one topic. So you have three machlokes rishonim in the definition of the terminology. Anyway, makom shomer laharuch ena rashi lekatzar, lekatzar ena rashi laharuch. This is part of the rule that that chacham merkaveh the matbeah shel brachos. You know that'll be mishanim matbeah shel tavachom bebrachos. That if you're supposed to say long bracha, you're not allowed to be mekatzar. If you're supposed to say a short bracha, you're not allowed to be ma'arichit. Lachtom in a rashi shlo. Lachtom shlo. Lachtom in a rashi lachtom. If you're in a makom where you where you're chosim with the baruch, so you're not allowed to not be chosim with the baruch, to not to finish it off with the baruch. And if you're in a place where the minig is not to be chosim with the baruch, then you're not allowed to be chosim with the baruch. You're not allowed to Rashi gives an example. Where is there minog shlo lachtom? Birchas HaPeiros, Birchas HaMitzvos, it's just one straight bracha. There's no separate Baruch Atah Hashem at the end. So then you're not allowed to add in a separate Baruch Atah Hashem at the end. Okay, says we are Mai Mevarech. Okay, now that our Mishnah told us that we make Birchas Kriya Shema, but what are these Birchas Kriya Shema? Amar Rav Yaakov, Amar Rav Oshia, Yotzer Or Uvarech Hoshech. You say bracha of Yotzer Or Uvarech Hoshech. So says the Gemara, Velema Yotzer Or Uvarech Noga. Choshech is such a dark word. You know, it's such a such a negative sounding word. Why would you use choshech? Very first word of Maseches Pesachim, right? Or larba or both neschamitz la'or ner. Very first word of the Maseches is or. The Gemara goes on for three blot. What does the word or mean? Does it mean night? Does it mean day? Does it mean? And you would think it means day, but the Gemara concludes no, it means nighttime. Why do we use the word or? Because we always try to speak in a more positive terminology. We try to speak in a more upbeat terminology. So why would we use the term choshech? Yotzer or vary choshech. Use the term noga if you want to describe night. So kiduchsiv kamrina. So we say no. We try to say it the way the pasuk says it. So we make the text of the bracha patterned after the pasuk. Elameata. Osa shalom uvare. What's the gears on the side? Osa shalom uvare asakol mika aminan. Do we say osa shalom uvare asakol, which is the text of the pasuk? Mika aminan kedichsiv. Eloksiv ra v'karina nakol, meaning the text of the pasuk is uvari ra, and yet we read it hakol, even though it should have been ra, like the text of the pasuk. So it says, no, lishna ma'alya. Ra is a very negative sounding word. So we try to keep a lishna ma'alya. Hachanami le'minoga lishna ma'alya. But over here also, choshech is a negative sounding word. We should also speak in a lishna ma'alya. Elo amarava k'dei lahaskir midas yom b'laylo midas laylo b'yom. Now the reason we dafka say choshech is because there's an inyan to mention nighttime during the daytime brachos and daytime during the nighttime brachos. So says Mar Bishlam Midas Laila Biyom Kedamrim Yotzer Ovari Choshech. So I see where we're mekayim the idea of mentioning nighttime during the daytime brachos. Yotzer Or Ovari Choshech. Choshech is obviously nighttime. We mention it during Yotzer Or, which is a daytime bracha. El Midas Yom Belaila Hichimishkachesla. Where do we find that in the Birchos Kriya Shema Shel Arvis we're mentioning an inyan relating to Yom? So Amar Abaye Golel Or Mipnei Choshech VeChoshech Mipnei. Or, we mention how light takes the place of darkness, and darkness takes the place of light. So you see that we mention both day and night during the nighttime brachas as well. Good, so that's one bracha. V'idach mahi, what's the other bracha? Meaning we got through one bracha of Shachris so far, Yotzer Or. So says Gemara, what's the second bracha before Kriya Shema in Shachris? I'm Rabbi Damar Shmuel, Ava Rabba. The bracha is Ava Rabba. V'chein Or Rabbi Elazar, the Rabbi Pedas, Berei, Ava Rabba. And that's what Rabbi Elazar taught Rabbi Pedas, his son, to say Ava Rabba. Tani Namiyachi, Ein omrim avas olam, ella avarabba. You don't say avas olam, rather you say avarabba. Rabbanan amri avas olam, but the Rabbanan say avas olam. V'cheinu omer, v'avas olam avticha, al kein meshachticha chesed. That you see that the terminology used in the pasuk is avas olam, so that's why the text should be avas olam, and not avarabba. So that's the machlokas. If you look at Tosos Rabbanan amri avas olam, hilkach takinu lomer b'shachris avarabba ba'arvis avas olam. Since there was this debate, which one is more appropriate? Should the opening phrase be Avarabba, should it be Avasolam? So we left it off that by Shachris we say Avarabba, and by Arvis we say Avasolam. By Mariv we say Avasolam. So what requires further clarification is why Dafka that way? Why is it Dafka Shachris that was Avarabba and Arvis was Avasolam? Why not the reverse? Salvejik is some sort of drush to explain this in the Sefer I saw yesterday. So I don't have time to get into it now. Okay, but just know that it's out there, that question. Amru Vidom Rishmuel. Hishkim lishnos achlo kara kriya shema. Let's say you want to learn before you say kriya shema. So tzarech levarich, you have to make a bracha, birchas haTorah, if you're going to learn before you say kriya shema. But once mishakara kriya shema, in tzarech levarich. But if you've already said kriya shema with the brachos, then you don't need to say birchas haTorah before you learn. Shekvar niftar bi'avarabah, because you're already pater with the bracha of avarabah. Amar avhuna lemikra tzarech levarich. Once we're on the topic of Birchas HaTorah, we just shifted, right? Because in the context of talking about Birchas Kriya Shema, we said, oh yeah, by the way, the second of the two Birchas Kriya Shema prior to Kriya Shema in the morning can double as a Birchas HaTorah, so we mentioned some inyanim relating to Birchas HaTorah. So the Gemara says, what kind of Torah learning do you need to say Birchas HaTorah on? So the Mikra Tzarech Levarich, the Midra Shein Tzarech Levarich, Rav Huna holds, only for Mikra you need to say Birchas HaTorah. If you're learning Medrash, you don't need to say Birchas HaTorah. Rav Blazer Amar LeMikra, you need to say Birchas HaTorah both for Mikra and for Medrash. Not good enough just for Mikra. L'mishnein tzarech levarich, but for Mishnah, you don't need to say a Birchas HaTorah. Rabbi Yochanan Amar, af l'mishnah nami tzarech levarich, af l'talmud ein tzarech levarich. And Rabbi Yochanan say, even for Mishnah, you have to make a bracha. But for Talmud, for learning Gemara, you don't need to make a bracha. V'rava Amar, af l'talmud tzarech levarich. And Rava would say, no, even for Talmud, you need to make a bracha. Dam Rav Chia Barash, yizim tzagiyin avakim nekamei derav l'snui apirkin b'sif a lot of times we came to learn the Gemara Shir and by Rav, and Rav would always make sure to say a Birchas HaTorah before we learned the Gemara Shir. Now why would you have to make a bracha for Talmud? So I would say, of course you have to make a bracha for Talmud because that's a mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Right? Rashi says, shehu Torah shemimenu hara yotza. That is the ikar of Torah learning. That's where Horah comes from. Horah comes from Talmud Torah. However, Rabbeinu Yonah, on the back of the Gemara, on the pages of the Rif, says, no, you know why the Shita says you make this opinion holds you make a bracha for Talmud? Because it's Mefarish Psukim. You need Talmud to explain Psukim. So why does Rabbeinu Yonah say that? Rashi is so much more pashut. No, that you make a... It's a bracha on the mitzvah of Talmud Torah. What greater kiyum a mitzvah of Talmud Torah is there than learning Gemara? It's the greatest mitzvah of Talmud Torah. So isn't it obvious that you would make a... Why would you have to say no? You only make a bracha on Talmud because it's mefarish psukim. So this they use as one of the rayas to the Brisker Rav Shita. There's a major machlokas. What is the nature of the chiyuv of Birchas HaTorah? We had a shir about this as well, I think. What is the nature of the chiyuv of Birchas HaTorah? Is Birchas HaTorah a Birchas HaMitzvah, which is certainly the Shita of the Gra in several places on the Shulchan Aruch, in which case, yeah, Rashi certainly makes a lot of sense that you would make a bracha on Talmud, because that's the key mitzvah of Talmud Torah. Is it a Birchas HaNenin? The Levush suggests that it's the Hano of Talmud Torah that you make a bracha on. Is it a Birchas HaDa'ah, like the Ramban says? And then there's the Brisker Rav, who says the name of his father. No, it's a bracha on Cheftza Shel Torah. That if something is defined objectively as Torah, as Cheftza Shel Torah, that demands a bracha. It's not a Birchas HaMitzvah, not a Birchas Shevach, nothing. When you encounter Cheftza Shel Torah, it demands a bracha. So what is Cheftza Shel Torah? It could be Torah Shebichsav, is Cheftza Shel Torah. Mitzvah Talmud Torah, even when learning Gemara. But only Torah Shebichsav is Cheftza Shel Torah. So the bracha is only going to be said on those things that relate back to Torah Shebichsav. So says Rabbeinu Yonah, it has to be because it's Mefarish Mekraos. That's the only reason you would make a Birchsa Torah on Talmud. Says Gemara, Mai Mevarik, what exactly is the Birchsa Torah? Amar Rav Yudah Shmuel, Asher Kishon Mitzvos Mitzvanu, sounds a lot like a Birchsa Mitzvah. Lasok V'Divrei Torah. Rabbi Yochum Musayim Bahachi, Harav Na Hashem Elkeinu Asivrei Soras V'Finu V'Fiyo Samcha V'Yisrael V'Niyah Anakum Tzitzenu V'Tzitzi Amcha V'Yisrael Kolon Yodei Shemecha V'Oskei Sar Secha Baruchat Hashem Amlami Torah L'Yam Yisrael. That he would add that into the Birchsa Torah as well. Rav Amnuna, about how sweet Torah should be for us. Rav Amnuna Amar, Asher Baruch Abanu Mikol Amim Nosna Nostra Rasa Baruchat Hashem Nosin HaTorah. He added the Baruch of Asher Baruch Abanu. Amar Rav Amnuna Zui Mu'ula Shav Baruchos Hilkach L'mrinu L'kulu. He says that's the best of the Baruchos, and therefore we should say all of these Baruchos. I think that we should say all of these Baruchos, which is in fact what we do. Tanan Hasam, we have a Mishnah. Amalem Amamuna, in the Beis HaMikdash, when they would wake everybody up in the morning, when the Mishnayos and Talmud, where it goes through the daily schedule in the Beis HaMikdash, so the Mamuna would say, the one who was appointed to be in charge, Birchu Bracha Achas, he would say, everyone make one Bracha. Vein Barchu Vukaru Aseres Adibro Shema Vayim Shema Vayomer, Ubarchu Esa'am Gimel Brachos, Emes Vyatzav Avodo Birchs Kohanim. So they would all make one Bracha, then say various sections of Torah, Aseres Adibro Shema Vayim Shema Vayomer, and then they were Mevarich the nation with the three brachos, emes v'yatzav avodo birks kohanim, u'bishabbos mosifin bracha achas l'mishmar yotzei. And on Shabbos they would add an extra bracha for the outgoing mishmar. My bracha achas, what does it mean, bracha achas? Which bracha achas did they say? Kiyad Rabbi Abba, Rabbi Yossi Bar Abba, iklu lahu asra, bo minai my bracha achas. So the story went that a number of rabbanim went to a certain place and they asked, what exactly is this one bracha? Lo hava biyadayu, and they didn't know what that bracha was. Vasu shailu l'rav masna, lo hava biyadayu. And they went, they asked Rav Masna, and he also didn't know. Asu shailu l'rav Yehuda, amalu hachi amar Shmuel, avarabba. That it was the bracha of avarabba that they would say. The one bracha that they would say prior to saying all these psukim is the bracha of Avarabba. Am Rabbi Zreka, Am Rabbi Yami, Am Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Yotzerar. Rabbi Zreka says, name Rabbi Shimon Lakish, and name Rabbi Yami, name Rabbi Shimon Lakish, that the bracha was Yotzerar. So he asa Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Yosef, Amar, had Rabbi Zreka lav beferish itmar, ela mechlali itmar. When Rabbi Zreka says that it was Yotzerar and that it wasn't Avarabba, he never said this beferish, but we derived that this was his opinion. Why? Dam Rabbi Zreka, Am Rabbi Yami, Am Rabbi Shimon Lakish, Zoso Meres, brachos ein ma'akvo zuazu. That the two brachos are not makiv each other. You could say one without the other because the Mamuna said say one bracha, not two. So iam bishlami yotzerar havu amri hainu debrachsein makiv zuzu deloka amri avarabba. If you say that they were only saying yotzerar, so I see how you could be medayek that the brachs aren't makiv each other because they never said avarabba. They went straight from yotzerar into kriyashma. Iam et avarabba havu amri. But if you're saying that they said the brach of avarabba, my brachsein makiv zuzu dilma haydul amri yotzerar mishum delomata zman yotzerar. Maybe they only skipped Yotzerar for momentarily because it wasn't yet the Zman of Yotzerar. Yotzerar, as we learned earlier, is time sensitive. It has to be the time where light is actually coming through. So it's not a riot that the brachos are not makiv each other when it's actually the Zman. V'chimat Zman Yotzerar of Amri. And maybe they actually did say Yotzerar when the Zman came. V'imachlolamai, so what? So we derived it from something else that he said. It wasn't something he said directly. Big deal. No, d'imachlolam li'olam avarabba av Amri. No, because maybe the derivation is not good. Maybe really you could say that they said avarabba, not Yotzerar. V'chimat Zman Yotzerar have Amri lay. And when they said when the Zman of Yotzerar came, they would say that too. So how could we be medayik that the brachos are not ma'akev? We never meant to say the brachos are not ma'akev. Well, my brachos ain't ma'akev zuzu. Say their brachos. All we meant to say is that the order of the brachos are not ma'akev, because you see, they would say Avarabba and only later say Yotzerar. Mitzvah tomorrow we'll start by mentioning Tosas Dibra Masal Shekvar. Very important Ta'ara that Tosas has over there. Okay.